This is Fresh Air. Disney's hugely successful 1994 film, The Lion King, won 2 Academy Awards, became the highest-grossing hand-drawn animated film of all time, and spawned a long-running Broadway musical. Now the studio has produced a new version of the film with computer-generated animals voiced by a cast that includes James Earl Jones, Donald Glover, and Beyoncé. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The best scene in Disney's incredibly photorealistic remake of The Lion King features a computer-generated beetle rolling a ball of computer-generated dung across a computer-generated African landscape. It might sound mundane, but this particular ball of dung is carrying a tuft of fur from the runaway lion, Simba, and its eventual discovery will renew hope that the rightful king of the savannah is alive and well. It's a funny, touching reminder that in the circle of life, every little creature and every lump of waste has an important role to play. The best thing about this scene is that it's completely wordless, and it convinced me that this Lion King would have been far better as a silent movie, one that treated its newfangled visual style as more than just a digital facelift. But that wouldn't have suited Disney's game plan. To produce an essentially risk-free remake of the 1994 animated film that remains one of its all-time greatest hits. The Hamlet-inspired plot is nearly identical to the original. So are Elton John's memorable songs and Tim Rice's less memorable lyrics, this time sung by a solid voice cast that includes Donald Glover, John Oliver, and Beyoncé. The soundtrack also includes a new Beyoncé song called Spirit. The crucial difference is that instead of the original's gorgeous hand-drawn visuals, the new movie looks and feels like live action, an illusion achieved through a sophisticated mix of digital imagery and virtual reality techniques. The result plays like a Hollywood blockbuster disguised as a National Geographic documentary, or perhaps the world's most expensive safari-themed karaoke video. The movie feels both overwhelmed by its technical virtuosity and shackled by its fidelity to the source material. It begins with a nearly shot-for-shot recreation of the first film's famous opening sequence. The sun rises over the landscape, the lush, soaring melody of Circle of Life rings out, and some very persuasive-looking elephants, zebras, giraffes, and other critters gather to celebrate the birth of Simba, an adorable little cub destined to succeed his father, Mufasa, as king of the Pride Lands. As shot by the cinematographer Caleb Deschanel, it's a majestic, if redundant, sequence, a sign that we've seen this all before. Then the familiar plot kicks in, the characters start talking and singing, and your sense of wonderment may turn to confusion. The animals' lips may match their dialogue, but there's next to nothing going on behind the eyes. Who knew photorealistic lions were this bad at emoting? You can't fault the actors. James Earl Jones, who voiced Mufasa in the earlier film, reprises that role here with his signature gravity. And Chiwetel Ejiofor strikes the right note of menace as Mufasa's brother Scar, who plots to kill both father and son by luring the unsuspecting Simba down into a gorge, placing him directly in the path of a wildebeest stampede.
This gorge is where all lions come to find their roar.
All lions? Even my dad?
Even Mufasa came here when he was your age. Refused to leave until his roar could be heard above the rim.
All the way up there?
That's when you know you found it. With a little practice, you'll never be called a cub again.
Watch this.
You'll get it, Simba. Just takes time. I'll check on you later.
Dad will be so proud, won't he?
It's a gift he'll never forget.
Within minutes, Mufasa is dead, and a heartbroken Simba is on the run, leaving Scar and his vicious hyena allies to take over the savannah. At this point, the movie shifts abruptly into zany comedy mode, as Simba befriends the amiably loudmouthed duo of Timon the meerkat and Pumbaa the warthog. They're voiced by Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen, and their energetic banter and their performance of that classic slacker anthem, Hakuna Matata, It Means No Worries, give the story an undeniable lift. Laughing at this movie is a lot easier than taking it seriously. Soon the grown-up Simba, now voiced by Donald Glover, is reunited with his childhood friend Nala, played by Beyoncé. But when they launch into Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Not even the actors' lovely voices can bring these lions' dead-eyed come-hither expressions to life. I've never been the biggest fan of the original Lion King, which beneath its brightly entertaining surface has always struck me as too emotionally calculated by half. But it feels like a triumph of form and content next to this movie, because its story about a fictional animal kingdom feels so vividly and gloriously cartoonish in every detail. The new Lion King is so realistic-looking that, paradoxically, you can't believe a moment of it. And although it was directed by Jon Favreau, who previously shepherded a wild menagerie in his recent remake of The Jungle Book, it has none of the imagination that made that movie more than just a high-tech retread. Disney is in the midst of an ongoing campaign to update its beloved animated classics for a new generation, from the recent Dumbo and Aladdin to upcoming versions of Mulan and The Little Mermaid. Some of these remakes have been more inspired than others, but few have felt quite as futile as The Lion King. This isn't the circle of life. It's more like a creative dead end.
Justin Chang is a film critic at the LA Times. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interview with the New Yorker's TV critic Emily Nussbaum, or Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Colson Whitehead, or Randy Rainbow, whose YouTube videos of his satirical songs about President Trump were just nominated for an Emmy, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, Thea Chaloner, and Seth Kelly. I'm Terry Gross.